So just who wins by stopping the mosque? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We know by now that this New York mosque issue is being manipulated. Somebody chose to make this a big deal. It's being called the Ground Zero Mosque, but it's not at Ground Zero. It's two blocks away, along with a McDonald's, a Dunkin' Donuts, Lily O'Brien's Bar and Restaurant, and a gentleman's club called New York Dolls. Plus, there's already a mosque five blocks away called Masjid Manhattan, which has been there since 1970 and where devout Muslims actually pray out on the sidewalk without incident. So, whose point of view is really benefiting from the deliberate decision to make this new mosque such a big deal? I was noticing a few interesting posts on atheist websites, like this one from an atheist named Crystal, who says of the mosque, "I think it's dangerous and disrespectful. It would be like building a church in or near a town that had children in it." From an atheist named Joe, "I think any place of worship is a bad thing. It's a brainwasheteria. They want to build it with a community center attached, like so many devious Christian groups do," unquote. What that tells me is that if the mosque project can be stopped because of 9/11, then you'd have a precedent for stopping a Catholic church because of the Pope's slow response to child abuse, or stopping a synagogue because of Israel's treatment of Palestinians, or stopping a YMCA because of something Pat Robertson said. For those Americans who are convinced that all organized religion is dangerous, this could be the day they've been waiting for. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.